Good morning. As most of you have heard, Mike is ill and can't be here today, so you get to listen to me. I know you're all excited that we get to eat sooner. Well, another VBS is over, and I was thinking, it's been a year since those led to leave have gone, and where are we as a church? The president gives a State of the Union address every year, so I suppose this message is a kind of State of the Church address. Let's just call it an account of perseverance and blessing from Ron's perspective. Now, this might not be the way everyone sees it, but this is the way I've seen it. Did you know that a lot of people around town thought that we were closing our doors? I've got friends and family in other churches, and that's what they were told. They believed that we wouldn't be doing Awana. So, that being said, I want to give you the definition of perseverance. To persist in anything undertaken, maintain a purpose in spite of difficulty, obstacles, or discouragement, or to continue steadfastly. And that's what this message is about, the perseverance of the people that were left. A few of us leaders did some talking, and we believed that we had to do Awana again, even though all the money was spent and everyone was told we wouldn't be doing Awana in the coming year. We held a meeting, and most people felt that we had to persevere, even though times looked like they would be tough. We made the necessary changes and set a date. We stood on the verse in Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I send. Once we set a date, we tried to contact as many people as we could. We developed a flyer. Four of us out of the whole church. I knew I was going to do that. Four of us went, and we passed out flyers in various housing areas of town. The first night of Awana, I took a van. I'd gotten calls from Heritage. I picked up several kids there. And I think the first night we probably had around 20 kids. Most of them came on the van. We split into three age groups. And Barb was teaching a class, Robin was teaching a class, and Sarah was teaching a class. Well, I don't know if you've heard this story, but I've told it to a few people. The night after Awana, the kids have been learning, and Robin has this song that she teaches them. And the classes were competing against each other. Her class said, "We love Jesus." Barb's class turned around and looked at her, like they had no idea who Jesus was. I talked to her later. She's like, where do I start with this? You know, those kids need to know. I told her, start at the beginning. They need to know who God is, who Jesus is, and all that. And that was a blessing to us because we knew that those were the kids that needed to hear what we had to say. We later purchased Bibles that were age appropriate. You know, the younger kids got the ones with the pictures and a few words, and the older ones got ones that were easy for them to understand. The Bibles were funded by our WMU, and that was a blessing to all the kids and us, and some of them kids wouldn't let go. There were things against us. We had a van that, even at the beginning of Awana, every time you pull to a stoplight, it will die on you. I mean, there was one trip I made to pick up kids, and I bet it died 15 times. So that had been a problem for us, but we continued on. We persevered. Later in the year, we had some issues with some work schedules. Mary worked over sometimes. Robin took care of her. Barb went to work on second shift. She managed to get someone to cover her. And we were blessed regardless of all the things that were against us. Finally did find someone in this town that knows how to work on a vehicle without plugging it into a computer, because they told us, it's too old. We don't know how to fix it. We don't know what's wrong. And I just happened to be at the Ford garage trying to tell the service manager the problem. And a guy walked out, 64 years old. He said he's been working all of his life here. He's retiring in a year. So we took it to them, and he got it fixed. So we were blessed in that way also. The church itself was blessed around Christmas time. We received a donation from Interim Healthcare that had been using our fellowship hall. Maria's company found out what was going on here, and they gave us a large donation. And some of the money that was given was used to put on our winter fest and for various other things throughout the year. Now, Winterfest, that was an outreach that we did, and there was a lot of blessings involved in that. And the three main ones that I saw is most every member had some sort of job at Winterfest. Everyone was working together. We also showed the community that that we were still alive and kicking. We also had 70 people come to see what it was all about. So those were the blessings that I see that we have received from Winterfest. After Awana ended, we had developed some relationships with some of the kids. Most people needed a break, but I felt like we needed to keep in touch with the kids over the summer. They'd been pretty faithful in coming and every week. So, I don't know. I was led, and I was the only one. But then I talked to Barb, and she said she was led the same way. So after talking to Mike and Robin, we started a kids club on Wednesday night. We continued on our pretty much the same schedule, 6 o'clock, but it was different. It was a program where we teach them a short Bible study and have a snack, and they play games. You know, it keeps us in touch with them, but they also have fun. And I didn't want it to be a high-impact learning situation. I wanted to be more of the way that Jesus would have taught the kids. And in Awana, I had led the games, which I had a blast. Some of them kids really went full out. And so when it came down to kids club, we tried to do it with as few people as we could. So we had a male and a female in each class, split it into two classes. Well, I ended up having to teach the little kids from like 3 years old to third grade. You know, I can teach adults. I've been teaching adult class for years. It was just a learning experience for me, because you have to pick and choose what you can teach them, you know, but you still have to make it simple enough for them to understand. Anyhow, when we got the flyers and passed them around to the kids that we were going to have kids club, you should have seen the excitement on the kids that they were going to get to come back. You never know what their home life is like. We may be the only constant positive people in their life. Their hugs and smiles are my blessing. And I don't know why I'm so emotional. I mean, I was fine last night when I wrote this. This church is blessed to have Mike Walters as a pastor. If you only knew all the things he does to serve this body of believers. Robin got a little taste of what it's like to be Mike this week, and she did not like it. He is a true servant of God and a blessing to us all. There's been a lot of things that could have happened to have caused us to give in to discouragement, but we keep persevering. We have had air conditioners quit, vans and the bus problems. We went to drive the bus and the brakes blew out. We had a water leak that leaked down through the floor underneath the tile and made a big hole in the ceiling. So the water leak was in the women's bathroom, and it's all fixed. The drywall's replaced. And I must report, I now know how to replace every component in a toilet.
Sounds good if it doesn't correct.
This year's VBS was a lesson in perseverance. To save money and time, an old program from VBS in 2010 was used this year. There was no book for missions, games, and some class books were not for the correct age groups. The leaders adapted lessons, and games were developed, and this year's VBS was a success. The kids loved the games and the music, snacks, class time, and they really liked the Thursday night. Really liked the Thursday night special. As a favor, a horse and pony were arranged to be here for the rides, weather permitting. It rained, and everyone figured that the horses wouldn't be here. They came, and it rained. We did our indoor program, and our bus shelter became an impromptu barn for the horses. After the indoor part was over, the rain had stopped enough for every child to ride and get their picture taken. Between the music, awards, cookies, and rides, we were all blessed in the same way. And if you weren't here any time this VBS, you definitely missed a blessing. The church also received a large sum of money from our mission church in Zanesville. While they couldn't keep things going there, we were recipients of their generosity. God has blessed us. James 5:11 sums it all up. It says, "Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful." So my final thought, and I know, hey, 10 minutes, cool. Coshocton Baptist Church is in a place of blessing. And though we may not have thought that a year ago, we are. All of our blessings may not be big sweeping things. It could just be a smile or a hug from a child or a brother and sister in Christ. But that is cause enough to keep me encouraged and persevering. And that's all I have. We'll go into this time of invitation. If you have business with God, you want to thank Him for the blessings, this altar is open.